family and friends of Sandra, especially Caroline and Kara, Carolyn, Betty, friends, and many other family. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and was chosen by Sandy for this sermon. I would direct your attention to the front cover of the bulletin. We focus especially on the phrases, a time to be born and a time to die, and again, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Sandra Jean Russo, née Delcorps, was born on March 2, 1941, in Racine, to William and Amanda. She was baptized on April 20, 1941, and was confirmed on May 29, 1955, at which time she received Christ's body and blood in the sacrament of the altar for the first time. She married her dear husband, Gary, on September 25th, 1964. She died in Christ in the year of our Lord, 2010, on October 9th. St. John writes, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds do follow them." It should come as no surprise to any of us that God's sense of timing is not ours. 69 years is not that old. Sandy had so much to look forward to by the mercy of God. Add to this the sad reality that her husband Gary died 8 years ago already. In every way that we can see and feel and understand, it makes no sense. Not as we think of it. Solomon in Ecclesiastes teaches us a little bit about God's timing, though. There are times set aside for all things. Birth and death, mourning and rejoicing, seeking and losing. The list goes on. One thing is for sure, though, is that Sandy was not stingy about her time. She was always giving to others, be they friends who are sick or in need, family members, her daughters, especially her grandchildren. This was what made her tick through thick and thin. Then she got sick. Her body, once full of life and service to others, could no longer even care for itself. This was a source of great frustration for Sandy, as I'm sure many of you know. She wanted to care for her family, not be cared for. Sandy always seemed to have, at least from my perception, a quiet stubbornness about her that would not give up. I'm sure that her daughters could tell us more about that. On at least one occasion, if not more, it seemed as though, through God's grace, she had licked this disease by sheer force of will. But that dreadful thief of time, cancer, would not be denied. It seemed to chip away at her, letting up and coming back with a vengeance. And of course, as any of you who have suffered through cancer well know, sometimes it seems as if the so-called cure is worse than the disease. Surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, pills to counteract other pills to counteract other pills. None of us will ever truly understand how hard she fought to remain with us even now. It is a testament to her love for all of you that she fought as hard and as long as she has. Her time, though, had come. A time to live and a time to die. As Solomon reminds us, the circle of life is complete, or so it may seem. But that, dearly beloved, is not the end of this time-worn story. For God, who is rich in mercy, and whose timing, even though we may not understand it, is always just right, was thinking about Sandy long before she was even born. He knew her struggles, her battle with sin and death. St. Paul wrote, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." So what does this mean for us sons and daughters of Adam and Eve gathered here today? It means that Sandy's death, as sad and as tragic as it is, also will last just for a time. Sandy was not a slave to cancer or anything else. It has not defeated her, nor will it defeat you. Jesus Christ died at just the right time and rose from the dead so that Sandy's time would not end at her death here today. Job, in the face of this same death, reminds us of this so well. "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And though my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me." The time will come when the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. That means Sandy. That means you. That means me. God's timing may not be our timing, but it is good. So weep for a time now. We miss Sandy. Her love, her care, her devotion, so many other things that we cannot name them all. God has called her to himself, and she is safe in his arms even now. And the time will come when God will call you to himself. And me, and all the dead in Christ will rise again. Her body will be whole, free of the ravages of time and cancer and death. Christ has triumphed. He is living. And because he lives, Sandy will live again. Comfort one another with these words. Believe it for the sake of him who died and rose again, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We rise for prayer.